my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening on this Tuesday. I never got to where I was completely going yesterday, but I introduced the bus ministry. You say, well, I'm shut in. Okay, we need you. I want to challenge you this week as we get to Scripture, as we get to the bus ministry, every single person needs to be somehow part of the bus ministry if this is going to work. We've had people, I had an army of folks come forward at the invitation several months ago, and they're coming, they're just praying for the buses. That's what they can do. You're a mechanic, that's what you can do. We have people that come wash the buses, that's what you can do, and the vans and shuttles and whatnot. What can you do? I can give $5 a week. $10 a week for the bus ministry. Mark on your tithe if your church wants that, you to do that, if your pastor asks you to do. But $5 a week for the buses. We've had people, they've been the cookie people. They have made cookies for our route, or they buy cookies, or they give something. But every single week for years, they do something for the buses, something for the buses. I had a man, he was with me 46 years, and it was a very large man. All he did for years over there before he had come to church, he'd stand on the edge of the sidewalk and wave goodbye to the bus kids. They'd laugh at him, call him fat man. I knew they would. I told him they would. But you know what? He won their hearts. And they looked forward to waving goodbye to that large man. I never call him the fat man, but that's what those kids did. Everybody ought to be in the bus ministry. Ought to do something. Wash the windows. The driver ought to be able to, one of you ought to just say, okay, I'll take two buses. Every week, that dashboard, his area where he sits, get in there and spend a half hour on each bus, just detailing the gauges and the dashboard, all of it. Here's the song, He Lives in Me. I think you're really going to enjoy this. I'm going to get to our thought on the buses just as quickly as possible. I wanted to introduce it that way today.
My heart is his. living in me. The King of all heaven and earth is living in me.
The Solid Rock.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
When he shall come with trumpet sound, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Luke 14:16, then said he unto him, a certain man had made a great supper and bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are not ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said, I have bought a piece of ground and I must needs go see it. I pray thee have me excused. You don't buy a piece of ground without knowing what you bought. Another said, I bought a yoke of oxen, and I need to prove them. Oh, you got to be kidding. You prove them before you buy them. Another said, I've married a wife, therefore I cannot come. That's the only one that had a legitimate excuse. She said, you can't come. Oh, boy. And so the servant came, showed his lord all these things. The master of the house was angry and said, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes and the city, bringing hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said, and the servants go out in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. You know, we have people that come to church that have jobs and have nice clothes and have vehicles and have this, but how about the poor, the maimed, the halt, the blind? My goodness, we've been at this thing for 48 years in this church, and there's been 1.5 million bus riders that have come, a little bit more than that. I just had a text the other day around Valentine's, the week after Valentine's, and Pastor Jason Garcia in Illinois said 38 years ago, he came on what was then Whole Heart Sunday, we call it I Love My Church now, and he got saved. His little sister came, and a few years later, she got older, she got saved, and she's now a mother of five. Four of those, I know four, maybe three of which in our school. One boy, she's a bus kid, and her one boy is now 13. And brother and sister got saved. And Teresa is a deacon's wife, and they serve the Lord. Her husband drives the bus, and they're amazing. And Jason, a good deacon, and then Lion, a good deacon, and then Jason Garcia, a great pastor. Now, you see, that's the bus ministry. Well, we have some on the bus ministry that are in jail and prisons, and many have passed away through the years, and many are away from God. and many attend other churches. But my job is to encourage each of us to go out in the highways, the hedges, and compel them to come in. Oh, we reach people that are poor. We reach people that are from nice homes. But we reach people that need the Lord. And I can remember, okay, it was March, this is March, March 14th, 1971. That's 53 years ago. A man who became my father-in-law, I did not know it at the time, he would be my father-in-law, Berean Baptist Church in Rockford, Illinois, called me and said, Jack, I want you to come. And I want you to be our janitor and our music director. You know, I was there just a short time. And he said, now we have four buses. I think those buses, I have the records here in my file, we're running 78 people. And he said, I want you to get those buses going. And I wasn't talented. It was just the moment we were in. Those were four buses. All of a sudden, I kept finding buses everywhere, had buses given to me, buses that we bought one from a St. James Catholic Church. And we began, and before you knew it, in that year, we went from four buses to nine buses. And we went from just 78 riders to 350, 400, just overnight. And that's the way it was. It was easier then. It was easier. And they came, and it was just, I'm just telling you, but I still think we can reach these kids. I believe there's still an opportunity. And mothers and dads come. I saw a guy, real, a handsome fella, one of our men in our church, coming down the aisles as a usher the other day. He's been here for years, but he started with the bus kids as a bus rider. And he brought his three daughters. His wife left, and he brought his three daughters. They grew up. Now they're all adults on the buses. I could go all through our auditorium. The people, the Jacobs who sit in the second row, we reached them on a bus in 19. We reached them at 666 Johanna Avenue, and all their kids and grandkids grew up here. Wait a minute. That was 1978. On the same day in May, we reached the Manleys. And the Manleys now for all these years since 78 have sat five rows back and the Jacobs two rows back. They're everywhere. I want you to know that today that they're I just know that there are people out here. And we ought to go say, well, the rich ones don't want to come. Well, then if they all begin to make excuse like these folks did here, let's go out in the highways, the hedges, and compel them to come in, that the house of God might be filled. Oh, I love the bus kids. We bring the high schoolers from the different divisions over about once a month into the auditorium. And you know, they sit up there in those second balconies. They're so sweet. They wave at me. They smile at me. I try to get up there and talk to them as I can. Oh, I love the bus kids and how we ought to do our very best to reach children, boys and girls and young men and young women and mothers and dads and single parents and widows and widowers, all of them on the bus, and bring them into the house of God and preach the word of God and bring hope to their struggling lives. Father, help us to reach people in this last moment before eternity begins. Bless our listeners this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.